You're listening to KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here from Southeast Alaska Land Trust. Welcome, Nancy Waterman. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Shelley.
You're the vice president of the board of directors there at Southeast Alaska Land Trust. Would you please tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do there?
Yes. So as vice president, I follow the lead of Jay Nelson, our wonderful president, and also the staff people. Our recently interim executive director, Krista Garrett, because Allison Gillum is out on maternity leave.
Oh, congratulations, Allison.
Yes. And Southeast Alaska Land Trust watches out for land conservation, helping our community preserve those places in a rather natural, historic, recreational kinds of manner for the future, for many generations to come. I got to Juneau in 1970, approximately, when the population was 13,000. Here we are at about 31,000.
And still growing.
With lots of development and wanting to preserve some special places, both for open space, recreation, and those other creatures with whom we share Earth.
Lovely. And what are some of the projects that the Land Trust, that Southeast Alaska Land Trust is focusing on right now?
So I think probably the most famous one, in 1995, after we got started with people like Mike Grummet, Jim King, Deborah Marshall of Fiddlehead fame, Jensen Olson Arboretum was our first conservation easement, and people are probably very familiar with the success of that piece of property out at about mile 24. Recently, we've just finished acquiring and putting conservation easement on the Hunzinger Pond area, that area that's just north of Sunny Point, and in fact will become an expansion of the Mendenhall Wetlands State Game Refuge when we accomplish our whole project of land around the refuge in order to give it back to the state to keep the refuge as big as it is currently. Isostatic rebound. You can all look it up and see what's happening right here in Juneau. We're lucky along those lines. As sea level rises, we also are in a situation where the land is rising. So this accreted land project around the refuge has been important to Seal Trust as long as we've existed.
I love that image of the land bouncing back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Rebounding.
We're on a wet sponge that's drying out, expanding. <Yeah.
laughs> That's a nice way of putting it. Nancy, you came in today to talk about a fundraiser for your organization. It's the Wild for Conservation 5K. So tell us all about it.
It's our fifth annual. And it's out at the Dyke Trail on Saturday, this Saturday. Registration starts at 8 o'clock, and we'll begin the race right at 9 o'clock. I looked at the weather report this morning, rain, except at 9 o'clock, it's only one little drop instead of three. So come and run or walk. Bring your dog. It's a dog-friendly event. Right at 9 o'clock, we'll get started. It's part of the Nugget Alaska Outfitter Cup Race Series, so some people will be competing, but many people will be there because they exercise in that way and also because they support Seal Trust. There is a $20 entry fee, and we'll put that to really good use in the work that we do in land conservation.
Wonderful. And that's one of my favorite trails. I love that one.
It is. It overlooks that Mendenhall Wetlands that we're just talking about and how it's changing.
I saw my first owl out there.
Ah, nice.
Yes, it was really exciting. Something interesting about this race I've never seen before, it's also a virtual race. Can you tell me more about what that means?
That's right. And to get the exact details, go to the website. But you can register and set up your own 5K, document in whatever way you'd like that you've done it, take a picture, put it on Seal Trust's Facebook page, or just give us a call at the office, 586-3100, and we'll guarantee that you will be the winner of your virtual race. So it's a way for people to participate and support the organization, even though they might not be available on Saturday morning or
gotcha.
Not even be in Juneau on Saturday
morning.
Or
maybe they want to run a different trail. I don't know why you would, but maybe they want a little bit more of a challenge because the Dyke Trail is nice and flat.
That's true.
So I understand that the first so many registrants get a commemorative pint glass.
That's
right. That sounds like a nice souvenir. What does it say on the pint glass?
It does have our race logo. So
great.
You'll have a specific memorabilia of the event.
So come early and get one of those. And the last thing to mention is that this is actually a 5K9, which I thought was really a cute way of saying that it's dog friendly.
That's right.
You can
bring
your dog, and I imagine they probably should be on a leash, but they can run along with you if they are runners as well.
Right. That's right.
Great. Dogs welcome. So that's the 5th annual Wild for Conservation 5K. If you're among the first however many to sign up, you get a commemorative pint glass.
It says 50 on the on
50.
The,
all right. Chances are good.
On the flyer. So I think that's pretty good. Yeah.
Get there early anyway, just in case. 8 a.m. race day registration, 9 a.m. race start. If you want to run it virtually, details on the website. And don't forget your doggo at the Airport Dyke Trail this Saturday, and more at southeastalaskalandtrust.org. And the Facebook event page was very informative as well.
Yes.
Nancy Waterman, thanks so much for being here to share those details. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah,
while you're here?
One little thing. The Alaska Brewing Company has been so generous. There will be a little bit of donation prizes as we go through the morning of registration. And the other thing to remember is the Dyke Trail does not have restrooms. So come prepared for that situation. Thank you very much, Shelley.
Thanks so much for being here, Nancy.